Well, hi once again, race fans. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to this special edition of the Sprint Car Show here on Tuesday, December the 10th. We are on our way out to Indianapolis to cover the PRI trade show. And as part of the coverage of the PRI trade show, Sprint Car 101, which is on the road at points throughout the year from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, they're going to be making a stop at Foxo Engineering, which is located in Avon, Indiana. And there's a free and open to the public Sprint Car 101 panel discussion this coming Thursday, December the 12th at 7 o'clock. And it's going to be held again at Foxco. And we're joined now by the man himself, Galen Fox, to talk a little bit about Thursday night's gathering. Galen, it is a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for taking time out during the day to speak with us here on the Sprint Car Show.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. And really, they got something going here, and we just have to see how it goes.
Well, it sounds from what I've heard from talking with you in the press release that it's going to be a pretty neat deal. You have Bob Kinzer, Richard Book Wilkerson, Alan Barr, Danny Smith, and others that are coming. And this is for the South Central Indiana Racing Association, which is what the theme of the Sprint Car 101 is about. Galen, could you tell the fans a little bit about what the South Central Indiana Racing Association was and what it meant back in the day to sprint car racing in the state of Indiana?
Back in the early 60s, a group of guys out of Bloomington, Indiana, got it started. And they actually kept their deal together to run Bloomington and Paragon and Lawrenceburg and Hobstad, Indiana. And it was a good little group. They had their yearly banquet and point fun. And it was good for the whole deal to keep all the drivers and car owners going the same direction and guaranteeing a car count at all the tracks.
And, of course, you worked with Bob Kinzer on his car. What was it like back in the day to be crewing with Bob and racing with him at the tracks in terms of you working on the car?
It was good. Bob and I, we won a lot of races together, and we had a car owner named Lawrence Fox. He was no relation. He kept us in really good equipment back in 66, we had a Travis car, and it was probably one of the first four-bar cars in southern Indiana. And we had good motor stuff. I got kind of thrown into the deal. I was going to start driving myself, and then Bob needed a mechanic, and they called me and everything. We put a deal together, and we run up and through 1969 together. And then Bob and I actually run again in 70 and 71 with another car owner named Jerry Shields.
Interesting.
And we had a good time together.
Did you eventually get to race yourself, or were you always a mechanic?
No, I never did get to run. Mm. Yeah. I wish I had it, but I never.
What's it? How often do you get out to the races these days?
Well, I went to about all of them until a couple years ago, and my boys, they got their own sprint deal, and they run, and I run my Silver Crown car up until this year. And actually, this year, I never made a race, and it's probably the first time in 50 years, I imagine, I never got to go.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Was it tough? Because I've heard stories about drivers, and even my late mentor, he didn't want to go back to the track after he was retired from announcing. And yes, there are some drivers like a Bobby Unser, a Johnny Rutherford, they're still at all the races. But is it tough, even as a mechanic, once you don't have a car anymore, is it tough to go back and be at the track?
Except to watch my boy's car, mm-hmm. You know. And I enjoyed it, and it just seemed like I found other things to do this year. I don't know. I might drag a Silver Crown car out later. I used to think they couldn't have a race unless I was there, but I found out they can.
Well, for the fans who don't know about your Silver Car, Silver Crown car, who were some of the drivers that you had over the years?
Chuck Gurney and Dave Darlin. drove our cars. And Dave, I think actually, he probably won 14 or 15 of the Silver Crown races around here in USAC.
And as a mechanic, what kind of joy do you get out of watching your car win? And how different do you think that is compared to what the driver's joy is to get that checkered flag?
Well, I don't know. We always build our own engines and build our own cars, not actually the frame and stuff. We always bought the frames and stuff. But, you know, you got a lot of self-satisfaction out, you know, of being able to do good with what you had.
Is that a lost cause in racing today, Galen, the ability to build your own engines, and whereas you have a choice now to go out and buy engines and parts almost off the shelf somewhere?
Yeah, that part, you know, kind of, you know, you got the kids with their grandpa's got money and everything, and it's got to, you know, I call them grocery store cars, where, you know, we used to make everything ourselves, and now you can go buy, you know, good stuff, and everybody's got more of the same stuff, and so, you know, I think that takes a little bit of the fun out of it.
And what do you think come Thursday night? How many stories do you think you'll hear that you've heard over and over again, but maybe the tales get a little bit longer on Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I really don't know who's going to show up, but I think, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people show up that wasn't connected with the SCIRA, and it's going to end up more of a racer thing. There's not a whole lot of them left. There's a few. Physically, Bob has got where he can get around again and everything, and I just don't know how much he can talk, but it'd be fun to even have him around, you know.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Kinzer this past May when I was out in Indiana covering the 500 and was doing a story with him for our paper here in central Pennsylvania, and he's still an intimidating person.
Yeah.
But a super, super nice guy, and he was very accommodating, so was Randy. So I look forward to, again, to seeing Mr. Kinzer. And you have two great guys in Dr. Pat Sullivan and Dave Argabright, who are going to MC the event. So I'm sure we're going to get to hear some interesting stories. And Tom Schmee and Ron Scheffel are the guys who really helped get this together. So, Galen, I want to thank you for your time. I know you're a busy person, and I appreciate a quick little interview here with you about Thursday night, and I know myself and others are really looking forward to coming out for an evening of storytelling and some great interviews with some of the legendary people like yourself, a 2002 inductee into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame, along with Mr. Kinzer. So thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to meeting up with you on Thursday evening.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you, and I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you, sir. Again, that's Fox Co. Engineering. That's located at 8775 East Highway 36 in Avon. It is, remember, the South Central Indiana Racing Association as part of Sprint Car 101 from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum out at the Knoxville Raceway. And it gets underway on Thursday, December the 12th at 7 o'clock. Again, this is an abbreviated version of the Sprint Car Show. We will have individual interviews for you coming up throughout the rest of the week, starting on Thursday from the PRI trade show. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.